Welcome to the Crystal Pain Show, where we help you embrace your life right where you are and give you practical steps to get where you want to go. Whether you are in your car, folding laundry, cooking, cleaning, or maybe even just enjoying a cup of coffee and a few minutes of quiet, we're so glad you're joining us today. Here's your host, wife, mom of six kids, foster mom, entrepreneur, and author, Crystal Pain.
Welcome to another episode of the Crystal Pain Show. This episode is one that we're just going to go there. We're going to get honest and we're going to talk about what we have learned after a month of using the Opal app. If you are unfamiliar, oh, wait, Jesse.
I did not have the microphone in front of me.
What do you want to say?
I said, eh.
Oh, surprise. I didn't even tell you what we were talking about.
No, you didn't.
Here we go. The Opal app, if you are unfamiliar with it, oh, now all of a sudden he's like, I gotta go. The Opal app is an app to help you to have better phone usage. And I've talked about this on the podcast. My word for the year was unplugged. And I had set this goal that I was going to turn off my phone, put it away, pretend like it was a landline after 8 p.m.
What's a landline?
Do we need to describe that for the people? I'm like,
surely 50% of the audience might not even know what a landline is.
Surely people know what a landline is. Basically, it would mean that I was treating my phone like I couldn't get on the internet. I couldn't use any apps.
Like a rotary phone.
You were just in a mood today. And so I thought that I could do this. And I quickly realized that I do not have the personal willpower to stick with that. And I really, really, really want to do it, but my want to was not strong enough. And a lot of times at night, so I write out my time block to-do list for the next day, and I need to get on my calendar, and I get on my calendar on my phone in order to do that. And pretty soon, 30 minutes, 45 minutes, sometimes even longer than that would have gone. And I would find somehow I had ended up on TikTok or Instagram and I was scrolling random things.
Sounds very familiar, like a 4-year-old that says, I opened a gift by accident, but my hands opened it. It wasn't on purpose.
Kirsten just turned 5 yesterday, and she's really been struggling with understanding the word accident. And so different things have been happening, like she ate extra candy that we didn't say that she could on accident, or she accidentally opened up her birthday gift that she wasn't supposed to, things like that. And so we're explaining the word accident, but I really think, I mean, honestly, it's the same thing for me as an adult where I accidentally ended up on TikTok. Even though my fingers went to that app, but it was such...
It makes complete sense to me now.
It just happened. And so I'm like, I can't really be saying to Kirsten, no, you don't accidentally eat more candy. You don't accidentally open up your birthday gift. But I'm like, well, I kind of accidentally in that sense. I think it's an indication of a lack of self-discipline, a lack of awareness, just self-awareness, and some probably addictive behaviors of just that my finger would go to those apps without even really thinking about it and start scrolling. So anyway, we were through the middle of March and I just came to you one day and I was like, this is not working. I'm staying up too late. I'm wasting time scrolling. I have so many things that I want to be doing, that I need to be doing, and I'm not doing a great job of them. Yeah. Something needs to change. And me wanting to turn off my phone at 8 p.m. is not working. So we talked about it. I researched different apps, different ways to shut down electronics. Came across the Opal app. I picked it because it had a lot of great reviews and I could download a free trial. And I thought, you know what? If it doesn't work, we'll try it for a few days and we can just delete it. I do that often when it comes to apps. So I downloaded it. The great thing about it, yes, it costs money, but you can have up to 5 users on one account. So I love that because we could actually have all 3 of our older kids. We haven't had them do it, but they could use it as well. But just you and I using it and being able to use one app that we paid for, both of us, has been huge for us. And I will say this, just like sneak peek at what we're going to talk about. I have literally gotten back a few hours of every single day, thanks to this app. It is worth every single penny. Here's the thing I love about it. So it has so many different ways that you can set things up on it. You can really, as far as I've seen, set it up for exactly what you need, even if it's not what you want, but what you need to make happen.
Well, and honestly, like for us, it was almost trial by error. Because there were some things you're like, oh, I need this past 8 o'clock. There are certain apps that I needed for baseball past 8 o'clock. And it would 8 o'clock would hit. Those apps would stop in the middle of a game and couldn't change it. So,
well, there's different levels. So first off, you can choose which apps you want to block. You choose when you want to block them and you choose the level of blocking that you want.
Right.
Which I needed something that I could not override. Because if you've ever put screen, I think it's called screen time or something on your phone where it'll shut down, but you can override it. And so I would just get into this habit of just override. So I knew that was not going to work for me. I needed something much more stringent than that. And so you can actually set up the highest level is that you cannot override it. There's no way to override it until you get through the time period that those apps don't work. And so mine shut off at 8:10 p.m. and they stay shut off until 6:30 a.m.
And you can pick which apps that you want to have shut down. You can pick, you know, shutting down social media apps only, or you can do all of the apps. Now, the thing about doing all of the apps, it's not all of the apps. You still can have your phone. You can still use messaging. Anything that you would need for critical situations, you can still use.
Yes. So my phone still works like a phone. I can still text. I can still FaceTime. So I don't have to worry about that. But those for me are not the things that I am getting distracted with.
Right.
It is really, for me, it's social media. I mean, and it's really Instagram and TikTok. Those are the two things. But there's this tendency sometimes when you set up parameters for something where it's like, okay, so Instagram doesn't work, TikTok doesn't work, but it's almost like you want to do something on your phone. So then you'll get on Facebook or you'll get on the internet. You'll do something else to kind of fill that void.
Like get on Paint on your computer from a long, long time ago. You know, yeah, you want to do something, but you know, I've picked up my phone so many times. It's like, I'm just staring at it. I'm like, what am I doing? Why am I even just picking up my phone? None of the apps work that I want to get on. So it's actually been a really, really good thing for me.
Yes, it has been amazingly. And we're going to get into some of the details of that, but I kind of want to explain how it worked first, because I know some people, they freak out like, oh, well, what if an emergency? You don't turn off your phone. You're not turning off the ability to text or for someone to contact you. You're just turning off the ability to get on the things that would be a distraction to you.
One thing that I wish that I would have changed before I had shut everything down at 8 o'clock is made sure that Waze still worked.
Yes, that was one thing that I had to change, because I realized, oh, sometimes I'm out driving after 8 p.m. and Waze, I need to be able to have directions. So there were a few things that we've quickly figured out, but I don't even have, my camera doesn't work, my calendar doesn't work. Like, I just have it all shut down because I've realized I can access my calendar on my computer. You know, I mean, like, I can access other things. And I just was like, if I know my phone doesn't work for anything, really. I do have my health apps as well, because I use my Fitness Pal and I use my Aura Ring, but I'm not going to get on there and do anything other than be making sure, oh, I got my steps in, you know, that sort of thing. So you set it up in the way that works for you. And I'd say that there's definitely trial and error. And I would highly recommend that you set up the do not override. But before you do that, make sure you think, like, the first few days, if you're setting it up to turn everything off at 8 p.m., do I have anything going on tonight that I might need my phone for something? Because you definitely don't want to be somewhere far away that you don't know where you are, you don't have directions to get home, and your Waze, you know, app doesn't work. Although that's a great thing. You can get on the phone and you can call somebody. I mean, that's the thing where if your phone
stars.
If your phone works and your texting works, you're not going to be stranded.
Unless it's overcast, you can't.
Okay, so Jesse, you said that it's made such a difference for you. Talk about some of the maybe aha moments or just what's been challenging, but also what's been good.
Really, because we have a shut off at 8 o'clock because we want to be more present. I really feel I've been more present with you when you're talking to me about certain things, not as distracted, especially at night. The time saved and hours usage hasn't gone down, but I'm on my phone a lot, not necessarily technically on my phone, but playing music or streaming things for the kids, you know, while
listening,
we're driving,
to podcasts,
things like that. So that goes into the time usage, but it's not like me looking at social media or what have you.
Have you looked on Opal for your time usage though?
Yes, I have.
Okay, because mine only tracks my distracting apps and how much time I'm spending on my distracting apps. And that has gone down. My phone usage overall has gone way down, but it's really cool to see, I only spent X amount of time on quote distracting apps. And I say that quote because
you can set what the distracting apps are though.
This is actually my job. And right. So I'm looking at it going, for instance, I usually am going to spend somewhere around 3 hours on Instagram and Facebook on my phone per day. But that includes all the time I'm shooting video, all the time I'm editing video, all of the time I'm posting things, all the time I'm responding to comments, all the time I'm doing Facebook Lives. Like, there's so many different things business-wise I'm using my phone for that I am earning a full-time income through those things. Right. So it is absolutely worth that. But I don't need to be spending any more than that. And I think that was the thing for me, knowing, okay, I can accomplish all of those things in 3 hours or less. Absolutely. And so I don't need more than that. So it's been helpful to look and see on Opal, wow. Like, a lot of days I'm actually spending less than 3 hours and I'm getting all of my work done.
For me, it's really increased mindfulness and being intentional and realizing how much mindlessness was involved with my phone, you know, and just mindlessly going there and mindlessly doing, just like picking up my phone at past 8 o'clock and realize, none of my apps work. And so putting it down, it's just habit.
I think that's been the interesting thing for me of a lot of times at night, I don't even know where my phone is. Because it's like, it doesn't work.
Another thing that really helps, because we have those apps shut down, we can put the phones on chargers in another room and it's just fine. It's no problem.
One of my childhood memories is creating handmade gifts for our grandparents and aunts and uncles. Every Christmas season, all of us kids, there were 7 kids in my family growing up, we would hand make a gift for each of our aunts and uncles and grandparents. And I just remember so much the joy and fulfillment that would come from the hours that we would put into those gifts and then getting to see them being opened on Christmas. And this reminds me of KiwiCo because they create crates that don't just sit on a shelf, but they invite kids to build something memorable. And we have actually encouraged grandparents to give these as gifts for our kids as they have been growing up. And I love that our kids have learned so many skills. They've gotten that same fulfillment. And it's kind of the gift that keeps on giving because it shows up in the mail and our kids get all excited. Month after month, they remember their grandparents or their loved ones who gave them that gift, and they get to create something with their hands. I also love that these are screen-free gifts. You're not just giving a child a gift when you give them a KiwiCo crate. You're giving them the tools to create their own fun. And every crate is designed to spark hands-on discovery, from a delivery bot that gets wheels turning to a candle carousel that's spins with science, KiwiCo turns gifting into making and also helps kids be able to explore different things like science, technology, engineering, art, and math through projects that are both fun and skill building. And I just think that if you are looking for a creative gift to give another child, or you're looking for a gift idea for grandparents or other loved ones in your life, I can't recommend KiwiCo enough. It is something that our family has loved for many, many years. Tinker, create, and innovate with KiwiCo. Get up to 50% off your first crate at KiwiCo.com using promo code Crystal. That's up to 50% off your first crate at KiwiCo.com, promo code Crystal.
For me, it has been so good. Like you talked about, the mindfulness has made such a difference for me of just that awareness. But also, I was really wanting to be reading more. And I think I've maybe talked about this on this podcast. I know I've talked about this on my blog, where I used to love reading fiction. And it was something that was just, it brought me so much joy to get caught up in a story. And I feel like you learn so much, but it also just is something that is really life-giving to me. And for, I mean, the last, I feel like at least 3 years, I've read very little fiction. I think last year I maybe finished 3 fiction books, maybe 4. And the majority of those were ones that I read aloud to the kids. It was the Little House books. And so I really wanted to be reading fiction, but I always felt like I don't have time. But actually, I do, if I'm not scrolling on my phone at night. And so that's been a cool thing. I already have finished one fiction book, The Frozen River, which if you love historical fiction, highly recommend. And I'm over halfway through a second book and really loving that. I'll have to share what that is once I finish it. But it's just bringing so much life to my soul. And so I would so much rather be reading a book than scrolling on my phone. There's so much more value for that. And then also, I was struggling to get to bed on time. And I've really noticed that I've been getting so much more consistent sleep, and I'm feeling so much better because my phone is not a distraction at night. So a lot of times after I'm putting the kids to bed, I get things ready for the morning, and then I'll read a little bit and then go to bed. And so many nights in this last month, I have gone to bed between 9:30 and 10:30, which is very much my ideal bedtime. And I'm just feeling better overall. It helps me be calmer. It helps me to be able to think better. It helps me to be more productive. And also, I just found there's something about not being on electronics for an extended period of time that when I wake up in the morning, then I usually am offline. I try to be for the first hour of the day because that's my time to just read God's word, pray, get ready for the day, spend time with the kids, get everybody out the door, all of that. And so then when I finally do pick up my phone, I just feel much more ready to start my day, to go into that, to start my work, because I've had this extended period of time off. The other thing that I've done is you can set it up so that it will shut off distracting apps after a certain time frame. So I actually set it up to turn them off after 2 hours, but I usually override this because, like I said, I usually am spending close to 3 hours on social media apps because that's part of my job. But I love that it tells me, oh, you've hit that. And so then I can go in and override it, but then it's kind of a good just gauge for me of, okay, you don't need to spend that much time. You should be winding down your social media work soon because you've already done 2 hours throughout the day. And sometimes it really surprises me. I'm like, oh, wow, I've already spent 2 hours. But more often than not, this last month, I've actually been really encouraged because it will go off pretty late in the day. Like the other night, it went off at 7:50, I think. And so I had to override it so I could finish what I was doing before everything shut off and I couldn't override it. But it's just, that's been just a good little gauge for me to make sure that I'm not being distracted by things throughout the day as well. The other thing that I've noticed is that our house is staying cleaner because at night, since I'm not scrolling on my phone, I will get things picked up and get things more ready for the morning. And it's just, it's crazy. And I feel like I'm more organized overall in my life and being more proactive instead of reactive, so that I'm thinking ahead and planning ahead and getting ahead. And it's just crazy. To me, it has been crazy that the simple act of shutting down my apps at 8:10 at night has made such a huge difference in our overall home. I would also say that for Jesse and I, just in our marriage, we've had more time to be together, like he talked about, more presence, because our phones aren't a distraction. And I think, you know, that has just been a gift as well, and time to think and time for our brain to breathe. So I'm not here saying everybody needs to download the Opal app, everybody needs to shut their apps off at 8 p.m., but I hope that this inspires you. What is it for you that might be that thing that is causing you to be distracted? That thing that is keeping you from doing the things that you really want to be doing? And is there some way that you can set some really strong parameters to help you to actually follow through with that thing you want to do? And also, when it comes to, you know, like reading, where I said, I don't have time, but I actually did. It was that I was choosing to spend my time differently. And I really try to not use that phrase, I don't have time, because I feel like it makes you a victim of your life. And to say instead, I'm choosing to spend my time differently. But then when I came face to face with, oh, I'm choosing to spend my time scrolling on my phone, learning nothing, just mindlessly scrolling, and not being any bit better for those 30 minutes or 45 minutes or even longer that I spent scrolling. And I've just been shocked at how much less time my phone, my screen time has been. And it just kind of is amazing. It's like I'm getting my life back. And I'm really sad that it takes something like an app that I can't override. But at the same time, I'm grateful because I needed this really strong kick in the pants to actually make this happen. And so with my goal of being unplugged this year, I just feel like this is a breakthrough that I think is going to make a huge difference for maybe the rest of my life. When you download the Opal app, one of the first things that it does is it analyzes your screen time, because all of that is, you know, public on your phone that you're giving them access to. And it literally told me that based upon my current screen time, I would be spending X amount of years on my phone. And it was a huge wake-up call to me. If you just download the Opal app just for it to tell you that, I think everybody needs to realize that, because I'm thinking years of my life with my face in a phone, that is not what I want. That is not how I want to live my life. That is not what I want to look back at the end of my life and be like, wow, I wasted X amount of years on my phone. And not that all of it is wasted, but definitely the mindless scrolling adds up real fast. And that was a lot of wasted time. So just some encouragement with, you know, what would this look like for your life? Where are those areas where you are not maybe having as much self-discipline as you would like to have? And what are some things that you could put in place that would help you to have some more breathing room in your life, have some more presence, have the ability to accomplish those things that you really want to accomplish, to wrap your time and your life and your energy around those things that are going to matter at the end of your life? As always, we love to hear from you. We love your feedback. We love your emails. We love your messages. If you have downloaded the Opal app, if you have used some type of app or blocker or something to help you with your screen time, I'd love to hear what helps you to not mindlessly scroll. And if you have any feedback, if you have any thoughts, if you have any questions, you are always welcome to message or email us. My email is crystal@moneysavingmom.com. I hope you have a great week and we will see you next time.
Thank you for joining us today. For more great resources, please visit crystalpayne.com.